You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, June 22nd show. I am your host, who am I? My name is Tina Mitchell.
And I'm your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
We are your local mortgage experts. It's a great day to talk about money, and that's what the show is all about, how to make money, save money, so you can have a better quality of life for you and your family. And if you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but you can call the show at 1-855-400-1150 or go online to themoneyhour.com to talk with any of the guests that we have on the show today. Keelan, did your phone just beep?
I think so.
Yeah.
Host, I'm trying to take your job.
The co-host. Well, you did have my job last week.
I did, but yeah. I have a whole new appreciation for you now because there's a lot that
there
you
is.
Do.
There is a lot. Yeah. So on that note, in studio right now, we have Susan Shaler of Edward Jones. Who's helping you captain your financial ship and protect your money from long-term care, cost, and taxes? I love your topic introduction there, and I'm just very excited. Susan, thank you so much for joining us in studio today.
Thanks, Tina. Well, really appreciate being here with my friends Vivian and Rose.
Yes, it's going to be a really great show. And a little bit about Susan. Susan is a financial advisor with Edward Jones, and she wants to understand what's important to you. She uses an established process to build custom strategies to help you achieve your goals, then partner together throughout your life to help you keep on track. After earning degrees in accounting and finance from Seattle University, Susan worked with 20 years as an accountant and tax professional before joining Edward Jones in 2013. Her background allows her to specialize in tax-free and tax-efficient planning, potentially saving you money in taxes. You deserve to work with someone who you can trust and help you eliminate the money worries that may keep you up at night. Susan offers complimentary evaluation to help you see if you are on track to achieve your goals and dreams.
Susan, this has a special place in my heart. I came from this world as a financial advisor myself. So very important work that you do, and good on you, because really our generation especially and those before us really need it. So good on you for that. Tell our listeners a little bit more. What is a financial advisor, and what do you help your clients do? What is the whole financial advisory path?
Thanks for asking. I use an analogy with clients of us partnering together to captain their financial ship. Waters are sometimes smooth, but occasionally a hurricane comes by, and you need to have a plan for that. The first step when working with prospective clients or clients is getting an understanding of what and who are most important to them. As you mentioned, I use an established process to create and protect a plan to help folks achieve their goals. The final step is reassuring to clients to know that we will partner together for their lifetime to make sure they stay on track.
Wow, that's a really good explanation of what you do. And I really love the captain your financial ship and protect your money from long-term care and cost and taxes, because, yeah, there can be hurricanes out there. But when you have a great advisor that knows their job well and is really looking out for all those options for you, it's kind of hard to go wrong. So you mentioned creating a plan to achieve your client's goal. I'm assuming that it's going to be quite different for every one of your clients. Is that correct?
That is, Tina. Yep. As I mentioned, although I use the same established process with all my clients, that makes sure I don't miss anything. But after that, each individual or family's goals are very different. So each plan is customized to achieve those personal financial goals. And then again, we just keep in touch over the years to make sure we're on track.
Yeah, and you know, same thing in the mortgage business. I mean, Keelan and I go through the same process every time that we have a consultation with clients, and the same process behind the scenes is the same to make sure the process goes smoothly, but it's tailored and very unique and specific per individual. So love that.
It's always interesting too, because you never get two that are exactly the same. Like everybody's got their own specific, it's like a story problem, you know?
Story problem.
And everybody's, what's important to one person is never important to the next. And so it's very important that you get a custom plan set up. Susan, what are you seeing as far as top concerns from your clients these days?
really big question for a lot of people that are approaching their retirement years is, are they going to run out of money? Oh, yeah. Fortunately, at Edward Jones, I've got forecasting tools to really help people see what the financial future might look like all the way to age 95. Because in my world, everybody lives to their 95. I do not want them to run out of money. The other big question for folks with children is, can they save for both retirement and college? So I use the analogy, like on a plane, to put on your own oxygen mask before you put on that of your children. So focus on your making sure your own retirement picture is in really good shape before you work on maybe stuff for your kids. The other big concern, especially for prospective clients, is they're really nervous when they come in. And occasionally I'll hear directly that they're embarrassed about their financial situation. It's such a common concern. I actually start all my meetings by letting folks know that my office is judgment-free zone. And although we can't change the past, we can make a positive difference going forward. And just knowing that makes people feel so much better.
Yeah, and it's so important, because it's kind of like when you're hiring a coach or a counselor, similar with mortgage as well, because we're getting into finances and personal situations, and there's very few people that can actually nail that space in creating that okay space for them to open up and not to have that embarrassment if something's not perfect. So I love how you do that, Suzanne. You also mentioned about the systems you have to really forecast what's going to happen in the future, and technology is really huge. And so other than that, on top of just having the top of the line technology, what sets Edward Jones aside from different financial companies?
Great question. When I decided to move from taxes and accounting, I actually did a lot of research of companies, large and small, who provide competent financial planning advice, because I knew I needed it for myself. My dental hygienist, Becky, said words that changed my life forever. She said, "I have an Edward Jones lady, and you should talk to her." I love the fact that Edward Jones is really unique in the financial industry. We're a private partnership. This is not a franchise, and we're all employees and eventually employee partners. I'm proud to tell clients and prospective clients that Edward Jones has, again, been ranked number one in client satisfaction. Additionally, we are highly rated for employee satisfaction and training. So we've got happy clients, happy, well-trained employees, and all of that makes a really good match.
Love that.
That is fantastic, Susan. And clients a lot of times miss the bus on the taxes part of that, and you came from a tax world. So tell some of our listeners, how did you transition now into helping customers with taxes in the financial advisory world?
Well, obviously, I didn't lose all that knowledge of 20 years of background in taxes.
Yeah.
So I'm bringing that to the table. And basically, that knowledge base allows me to specialize in tax-free planning. So there's investments that are tax-free. There are accounts that are tax-free or tax-deferred. And there's also insurance options that I think many people forget, that not only offer protection with the insurance, but can help create tax-free income in retirement. Everyone can use help with one or several of these strategies to save money on taxes. Legally, of course.
Of course. So how do you help your clients protect their savings from potential long-term care costs in the future? You know, so if one of your clients needs long-term care, either at home or in a facility, how are you helping them and helping their family with that option?
That's really important to remember. Also, that long-term care isn't just a senior issue. That folks have accidents, illnesses, mm-hmm. and all sorts of things that require long-term care. And essentially, people have three basic choices to pay for long-term care expenses. They can save a lot and use their personal savings. Keep in mind, though, that costs range in Seattle from $8,000 to $15,000 a month. That'd be memory care.
Crazy.
I know. Some folks do have traditional long-term care insurance. The problem with that is premiums can go up over time, and if you never have a need for that insurance, all the money that you paid to that insurance company is gone. A great third option is a hybrid of life and long-term care insurance. At some point, you may need long-term care services, but we know for certain, unfortunately, that at some point you will pass away. The hybrid insurance will pay a tax-free long-term care benefit, or it will give your family a bucket of tax-free money when you pass away. My clients love knowing the money they pay an insurance company will eventually return to them, all tax-free.
I love that. That's, I mean, whole life, if you create it, if you follow the rules, a little disclosure there, it can grow tax-free, you can withdraw it tax-free. Really cool little vehicle. Long-term care, one of those things, I actually just quadruply confirmed with my parents about long-term care because that is so scary. That could be such a huge amount of money. It could deplete everything that you have. So, I mean, if you haven't checked off that box, call Susan, you know, call our experts, call the show, and go get yourself, and especially check your parents out because that's on you, kids. So make sure you do. But anyways, let's talk about high net worth clients. Do you work with high net worth clients in that type of category or?
Absolutely, yes. I consider clients high net worth. I often get that question, what does that mean? If we can see they have saved more than they will ever spend in retirement, I would consider them high net worth. These clients have much more complex needs, and my background in taxes really helps out here. I also have the resources of a special team at Edward Jones with attorneys, CPAs, and estate planners we can partner with for clients over $2 million in accounts with me. That's another benefit, I think, of working at Edward Jones, a huge company. We have over 40,000 employees and many teams of specialists to assist our clients.
Yeah. So, Susan, how do you know if you have enough life and disability insurance?
Really common question again, Tina. As a mom and a daughter, I strongly believe you have to consider protecting the people that depend on you most. We have tools to show our clients how much life, disability, and long-term care insurance they need to protect their savings and their family from something bad happening.
Is there anything that you do differently with seniors when you when you're working with a senior client?
Well, I love working with seniors, and it goes back to my favorite person on this earth, my grandma Queenie. She was a huge positive influence in my life. And I find that incorporating family members, kids, grandkids, also CPAs, attorneys, real estate agents like Vivian, care specialists like Rose, really give seniors a lot more confidence making decisions.
So, Susan, as we're wrapping up our time, we've got less than a minute here in the show. How do people get started working with you?
Everyone, I believe strongly, is entitled to advice from a competent financial planning person. As a service to my community, I offer a no-cost and no-obligation evaluation to help people see where they stand and give them some specific advice, especially to save money on taxes. If it seems like a good fit for both of us, we can move forward.
Susan, thank you so much for coming in. It was really a pleasure to interview you and have the wealth of information that you could share with our listeners.
Thank you both so much.
Coming up next to The Money, our transitioning seniors, Vivian Peterson of Windermere Real Estate Shoreline, right here at 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.